Hello and welcome to this bonus geek history lesson. I'm Jason Inman. Everyone out there, we all know Doctor Strange. We know him. He's our neighbor. He's our friend. He's a favorite character of us on this podcast. And he had his first movie come out in 2016. And we thought, you know what? There are enough people in the world have not talked about this movie. They haven't. There's not enough reviews of it. So we decided to do one. That's right. A video review. On camera, myself and Ashley Victoria Robinson, because we know that enough people have not talked about this cult classic. You know, there needs to be more content about Doctor Strange on the internet. I think you would all agree with that, correct? Yes. Well, we did a full video review over at our Patreon, patreon.com/Jawin, that's J-A-W-I-I-N, and we've got a little sneak peek of it here just for you to listen. And you might be asking, why are we doing this? Well, it's because it's part of Marvel Club, which is a very special, cool club that we are doing over at our patreon.com. And it is something that was going to tie into the Doctor Strange movies, the Thor movies, and even some spider-related movies that are coming out later this year. And if you sign up in the month of May, I'm excited to tell you that there is a Doctor Strange art print by Sarah Lover, who is an artist from Teen Titans Go. She did a special cover that was fantastic for me at my comic, Super Best Friend 1, Super Best Friend 2. And you can only get that if you sign up in May. And fun fact, it's the first of three prints, the first of three interconnecting prints based around Marvel Club. So if you stick around for most of the year this year, you're going to get three awesome art club prints. So go check that out. Go support Marvel Club, patreon.com/Jawin. And until then, enjoy this special sneak peek at our Doctor Strange movie retrospective. Hello and salutations. Welcome to a Doctor Strange movie retrospective. I'm Jason Inman.
I'm Ashley Victoria Robinson.
Or as some people would call it, including this 6-inch little figure right here, Marvel Club Part 1. Welcome, friends. Yeah, that's right. We're going to be talking about Doctor Strange, 2016's Doctor Strange, because this is like such a marvelous year. We should talk about it. I mean, we have Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness coming out. We got Thor.
Love and Thunder.
Heavy Metal Jackets, as I'm calling it, coming out. And we have Black Panther, Wakanda Forever. It's Black Panther, Wakanda Forever.
Yes.
We did have a Spider-Verse movie. That movie got moved away, so too sad. But we're here to talk about Doctor Strange, a magician in our own hearts. Real quickly, just in case you have forgotten some of the credits of this movie, it's directed by Scott Derrickson. It was written by John Spates, Scott Derrickson, and C. Robert Cargill. Of course, based on Doctor Strange by Stan Lee and Steve Ditko. And just in case we need to know, the budget, which is not exactly known, it is estimated to have been $236 million, and the box office of this movie was $677 million buckaroos. Ashley, let's...
Or as people would call it on Twitter, a failure because it didn't make a billion.
That seems to be the estimation, right? Where people are... by the way, I don't need these headphones. I don't know why I'm wearing these headphones.
Because they're cool!
I was testing the audio before we pressed record on the video, friends. Ashley, I want to talk about real quick...
Yes.
What was your first, you know, experience watching this movie in 2016? I was there.
You were there.
I was there.
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk about this. What was your experience watching this movie? Were you excited to see it when it came out? Were you nervous? I was nervous they were not going to be able to pull this off. But what was your experience?
So leading up to Doctor Strange,
as I careful to guard his ears in case he needs this.
Also, when you introduced us, I thought you were going to say, or as we're known, Stevie and Clea.
We are. If you've listened to the Doctor Strange episode of our podcast, Geek History Lesson, as you know, Doctor Strange and Clea. You know, we've never done this on camera. Should we do this on camera?
That should be the finale of Marvel Club.
Very, very fair. But what was your impressions walking into the theater? Mm-hmm. We saw this at the AMC in Century City in Los Angeles. What was your impression, your initial, you know, worries or excitement before seeing this movie?
So my stakes were fairly low because I had never read a Doctor Strange story before this. I was not super familiar with Doctor Strange. I said this on Geek History Lesson. If you listen to our Geek History Lesson, you know this already. In fact, the only Doctor Strange I had read before we saw the movie was you recommended The Oath to me, which is one of the reasons why it remains on our recommended reading.
It's okay.
But we got a screening for this because we were doing a lot of stuff with Collider Heroes at the time.
We were.
And the late, great John Schnepp invited us to come and see the screening because I think we have to talk about it on Heroes the next week.
Yes, and I think we saw it with him. I think Scott Mance was there.
Robert Meyer Burnett was there.
We're not name dropping.
People. No. But it was just
we literally sat in the same row.
It was a lot of that crew. And my expectations, we did. Not an advocate for that. We're pretty low because I just didn't know anything. But I knew Benedict Cumberbatch was starring in it. So I knew if all else failed, he would be very good. I had been intrigued by the trailers because the trailers kind of hinted at the magic and the world folding in on each other. And I don't know about you, but I'm a big fan of magic. And I was really mad when Thor the Dark World said, it's not magic, it's science. And so I kind of wanted to
We're immortals.
I wanted to see how Marvel was going to backpedal that as they introduced the Sorcerer Supreme.
Kind of seemed like you were doing some Doctor Strange.
Here's the one move I can do.
I have some information. I have lots of fun facts for this episode. So I just will say that to everybody in this retrospective. I will tell you that I was initially very worried about this movie.
Mm-hmm.
This is another movie like Thor 1 where I said to myself, ooh, there's a lot. There's a lot more that could go wrong than could go right.
Yeah.
Interestingly enough, about a week before this movie came out, Marvel released on YouTube the sort of Doctor Strange Sonata.
Oh, that's right.
As composed by Michael Giacchino, personal favorite of mine, and apparently friend of Ashley. She met him at several conventions
and stuff. I interviewed him on the red carpet.
I met him once for Doctor Strange.
And then the following year at San Diego Comic-Con,
I got to barely meet him.
We were at the sideshow
like
party and he was there and I said, Jason, you're going to meet him.
It was like ships in the night. He was leaving. Yes. Michael Giacchino was like here and I was here and I was like, oh, you're amazing. He's like, oh, thanks.
Yeah. Always been a lovely human person.
Chased him back to his hotel.
And
not a true story. Not a true story.
Honestly, you were probably staying at the same hotel as him. It was probably the Marriott.
So this sonata by Michael Giacchino, is the piece of music that you hear over, you know, how Marvel does all these movies at the end where they sort of do this CG animated way through all the credits.
Mm-hmm.
It's what makes you stay to the first end credit scene. That was the piece of music they released. I remember hearing that on YouTube. I remember coming out to you actually saying like, oh my God, Ashley, you have got to hear this piece of music. And as soon as I heard that piece of music, I was like, this movie's fine.
And we were Giacchino fans before that.
Oh, if this is Doctor Strange's theme, which it was, I was like, we's fine. This movie's going to be great. And so I actually was really excited to see this movie.
It's actually, not to disparage anybody else who's coming on to Multiverse of Madness, but it's something that I'm kind of sad about in Multiverse of Madness is that Giacchino's not going to be scoring it.
Oh, yes. It's Danny Elfman.
Because he's doing some director stuff. Mm-hmm. So we're excited to see that, but I love the Doctor Strange
score. So I have some on my magical tablet, as you call a smartphone. I have tapped into the multiverse. That's something that we have on Marvel Club that I will not remember for part 2, I guarantee. I have some information about some pre-production stuff that is some fascinating with this movie that I pulled off of the IMDb trivia. So
50-50 chance it's real.
Take it with a grain of salt. But I thought it was very interesting here.
Amazing.
So Benedict Cumberbatch was the first choice for this role. He was offered the role, which he had to initially decline. Now, actually, he was in another theatrical production at the time.
Was it Hamlet or was it Frankenstein?
It was Hamlet.
There we go.
Good job. Well done. Yes.
I know my Cumberbatch, but I don't know anything else.
The production of Hamlet was clashing with the film's proposed shooting schedule.
Yes.
So, but when the production was pushed back from July of 2016 to November of 2016, he was able to commit to shooting. Now, Ashley, I remember this person. Do you remember who the backup choice for Doctor Strange was when Benedict initially turned this down?
I sure don't, but I remember you and I saying that Benedict should play Reed Richards.
It was Joaquin Phoenix.
Ooh. Mm,
yep. And I will tell you, I remember in 2015 or 2014, whenever this was, we had heard rumors that Joaquin Phoenix was going to appear at Comic-Con. And we were like, oh, they're going to announce him as Dr.
Yeah,
Strange.
Yeah.
I'm going to be honest with you. I think Benedict's the better choice. I would not have been angry with a Joaquin Phoenix Dr. Strange.
I don't think I would have been angry with it either. Mm-hmm. I just think at face value, based on their work up to that point, Benedict Cumberbatch feels like a stronger choice to me.
Sure.
That's also why we thought he was going to be British.
Sure. But Joaquin, it worked out. Joaquin actually had to turn down the role as well.
To go be the Joker?
No, because he was reluctant to sign to a multi-picture deal.
Right. And it made a little bit of sense because Benedict was riding really high off of like the sort of wrap-up of Sherlock. Mm-hmm. And a couple biopics, but this for him, I think, was definitely a bigger break than it would have been for Joaquin Phoenix at that point.
Yes. All right. So let's get into talking about this movie. This movie opens in Kathmandu, one of my favorite cities on earth. Love visiting it. Great tourist attraction. And Cassilius, played by Mads Mikkelsen, you know, entering Carmitage, which is actually from the Doctor Strange comics, mm-hmm. which is really cool. They steal a book. Which they could have just gone to a library.
They got the Vampire Diaries leaky eyes.
Not yet.
Oh, I thought that was in this first scene.
No, that's a common mistake. That doesn't happen actually until they do the spell.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah, they're normal at this point.
They're just cutting people's heads off.
It's the spell in the, it's the pages on the book that that gives them the direct connection to Dormammu.
Or Daddy Dormammu.
Yes, as we call it. Yes, Clea's favorite father or slash uncle, depending on the thing. But this movie like dives straight in. And this movie also as well got some flack when it initially showed up in the teasers, because this is the introduction to the sideways buildings and walking upside down, and we're in Scotland Yard and everything's sideways, and it looks like the Inception stuff where the buildings are
moving.
It's
very Inception, yes.
What did you think about this opening? We're just going straight to a fight. It's the Ancient One, whose face I believe we never see.
She
keeps the hood up.
Yep.
Versus Cassilius in sort of, we got to say, the Inception of it all.
And don't forget, if you want to hear the whole thing, you got to go over to patreon.com/Jawin. That's JAWIIN. And until then, thanks for listening, my strange bedfellows.